Basil and I'm an addict.
Yeah.
And it's feel like it's kind of like, you know, unreal that I'm up here speaking. Earlier today, I was just kind of like looking over my balcony and looking at the water, and I kind of just got like filled with gratitude. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not a big crier. You know what I mean? I haven't cried really a lot since I've been in recovery, but like something about that moment where it was just like, damn, I'm on this side of the fence now. You know, and like, it just kind of put things in perspective, man. That I'm like, I'm so blessed. It's I can't even put it into words, really, how blessed I am. You know, I've been, and like I used to say, you know, I was sick and tired of being sick and tired. You know, until somebody came up to me, one of my predecessors, and was like, "Why in the fuck you keep saying that?" And I was like, "What the hell are you talking about?" He was like, you know, in some way, that's almost like me kind of like taking responsibility for me, bringing me to a place like this, you know. And like today, I'm in touch with me being totally out of control of like landing me in a place like this, you know. Like I know that like it was something bigger than me out there, you know. And I choose to call it God, you know. God brought me to the rooms, you know. I've done. They say God. I first heard it when I first came around. They said God will move a mountain, but you got to bring a shovel. You know, I can sit around and pray all day about I want this to be and I want that to be done, but unless I'm putting in the footwork and I'm cooperating with God, you know, I'm not going to probably reap none of the benefits. So like they talk about the disease doesn't discriminate, and for me, I got young fairly. I got clean fairly young. You know, I was 22 years old when I got clean. And young people do recover. You know, that's living proof to all these addicts out here, all these young people. My man Mike's about to share, you know. And he's 23 years old, and he's got 7 years clean, you know. I'm 27. I have 5 years clean, and, like, he's my predecessor, you know. So this thing works just fine whether you're young, you think you're too young, or you think you're too old, it works just fine. I heard once at a convention, a guy said, when the check comes, cash it. If the check comes early, cash that motherfucker. If the check comes too late, you still gonna cash it. You know? So like he kind of like put that thing into recovery and was like, you know, cash the check whenever it comes. Because you never know when they're gonna put void on that job. And you no longer may have a check to cash, you know, and I've seen it happen. I heard when I first came around, they said, get yourself a nice suit. You're going to go to a lot of weddings, a lot of funerals. If you go back out and you use and you die, they'll have something nice to bury you in. And like, that's kind of like the mentality that I've had since coming here. You know, like I come from a good, what I would think is like a pretty good, childhood. I ran around the woods in a little town in Maryland growing up, playing tag in the woods, you know what I mean? I went to a nice little elementary school, nice middle school. I went to one of the most prestigious high schools in the D.C. area, but yet I still chose, you know, go down that path. And by the time I was 16 years old, you know, I was in a military school for at-risk teens. You know, and like my disease just progressed, you know, like my mom did the best she could. I'm aware of that, you know, like my mom did the best she could. My father was never around. My father is, he's an active addiction, you know. My dad, I hated my father, you know, and I'm still working on that today. You know, I can't sit here and say like, I don't still have some issues with my father. Cause my father was the guy that would say, I'll be at your football game. Later on in the evening, and he would never show up. You know, I would tell all my friends who have never seen my dad before, like, yeah, my dad will be here, you know, he'll be front row, and then he would never show up, you know. So, like, that was something hard for me to deal with coming up, you know. But as I got into my older years, man, I used that as a cop-out on why I acted the way I acted, you know. And I'm clear today that, like, I'm not a victim, you know. 99% of the things that I went through out there on the streets, man, I signed up for. They say victims don't stay clean in Narcotics Anonymous, you know. So the victim torch has to be dismantled. I came up, you know, and my disease progressed. You know, by the time I was 22 years old, when I landed in Narcotics Anonymous, I had been in and out of jail. And every time I would get locked up, I'd be orchestrating the plan on how when I get out, shit's going to be different. You know, when I get out, I'm just going to smoke weed on the weekends. You know, and I would always see those beer commercials. And, you know, they'd be on a fucking beach somewhere, you know, playing volleyball, you know, with a bunch of good looking people. And I'd be like, that could be me, you know. And within a week of me getting out of jail, you know, I'd be that guy that would be like, couldn't find a couch to crash on, you know, in the town that I grew up in, you know. So it took a bunch of times of me like bumping my head, man. Like, if this is your first time in Narcotics Anonymous, welcome. You don't have to ever go use again, you know, because like me, I used, I got clean, and I've stayed clean one day at a time, you know. Like, relapse isn't a part of my story, and if it is a part of your story, like, you know, you're blessed to have made it back, but like, I'm a first timer, you know what I mean? And like, just for today, I'm gonna stay. And, you know, I went off a lot of bad information when I came to Narcotics Anonymous. You know, I might have been ear hustling or heard something, you know what I mean? But it might not have been coming from a great source, you know? Talking about like, you know, relapse is a part of the program. And it's like, you know, relapse can be a part of your program, but it doesn't have to be a part of your program. You know, so, you know, I try to keep that up front, that like, man, relapse, just for the day, relapse ain't a part of my story. And as long as I keep doing what I'm doing, you know, it's not going to be a part of my fucking story, you know? You know, and like, coming in here, man, like, I couldn't look anybody in the eye, you know? Like, when I first got here, I was 22 years old, I was a shell of a man, I was really a little boy. I was like a 14-year-old boy, you know what I mean? Nothing in my life resembled anything that a man has or has done, you know. So like, I came in here, man, I couldn't look nobody in the eye, but like most of my network is sitting in this room right now, you know. And it's just like, even if we're not the closest of close, like, man, if you just giving me a hug, like, you've lifted me up, you know. And like, that's what we do here in Narcotics Anonymous. I can remember, like, riding to a couple of my first meetings, you know, with a lot of people from Central Maryland. That's where I got clean at. And, like, I was riding to some meetings with these guys. And, like, you know, I was still under the perception of giving people gas money, you know. I'd be like, no, I got, like, $3-4 for gas money, you know. And they'd be like, you know, just do it for somebody else when you get your turn, you know. Do it for somebody else. And, like, that concept really stuck with me from day one, man. I was just like, man, that's how they work in Narcotics Anonymous, huh? You know, they don't want nothing from me. You know, they just want me to show up. You know, they don't want nothing from me. They don't want $5 on it. You know, they don't want $10 for gas. You know, they just, and they made me feel a part of, man, even when, like, my disease talks to me in my own voice. And, like, for a long time, man, my disease still talks to me to this day in the same voice sometimes. But I have something to combat that voice with. My disease would tell me things like, you're a piece of shit, you ain't never gonna be shit, you never gonna amount to nothing, nobody loves you, you know. And like, I believed that voice. At the end of the road, man, I had like given into that voice, man, and I was believing that voice. And like, once I came to Narcotics Anonymous, that voice started getting a little bit quieter the more work I was doing, you know. That voice started to quiet down, you know, and I started to listen to y'all, you know. Like, the Just for Today talks about just for today, you know, believe in somebody who believes in me, you know what I mean? I have faith in somebody who believes in me, you know. And like, these people in Narcotics Anonymous, y'all have like really lifted me up. Like, I know, left to my own devices, I'm gonna get high, you know, without a shadow of a doubt. If I walk out there and I try to do it by myself, I'm gonna get high. But like, with y'all, man, with y'all, I'm gonna stay clean. And it talks about the disease don't discriminate. And like, I read a little bit of something last night, in the basic text, where it was talking about, the disease doesn't discriminate, and neither does Narcotics Anonymous, you know. So like, I've been fortunate enough to like have frequented some meetings in like different, different like places, you know. Like, I've been in the projects, I've been to like great neighborhoods, you know what I mean? And like, the message is the same. You know, like when they share their stories, man, it might be different settings. It might be, you know, different upbringings, whatever it might be. But like at the end of the road, you know, when like you're using and you don't want to use, you know, like I hear the same thing, you know. So I'm very clear that like we're going to have two things in common if we're in recovery. We're going to have the disease and we're going to have recovery. You know what I mean? And like, you know, I was a real big judger when I first came here. You know, they say be careful who you judge because you don't know where your help's going to come from. But I was a real big judger. Like, if you didn't dress the same way I did, if you didn't look the same way I did, if you were from a different area, you know what I mean, I would kind of cut you off, you know. And really, that was probably me cutting off God's help, you know. Because, like, they say God works through people, but I can't choose who what people that he's going to work through. So, you know, they were talking about disease don't discriminate. You know, like, I'm trying to stay on topic, you know, because, like, I smoked a lot of PCP in my life, you know, and, you know, my brain is fucked up. So I'm going to try to stay on topic, and I'm nervous as hell. But you know, man, like, after, like, being here for a couple of years, man, like, I really just, like, when somebody needs help, man, like, it's my responsibility to try to reach out. I heard a woman share one day, man. She said, I challenge you for that person that's standing in the parking lot, nobody's talking to him, walk up to him and hug him and welcome him to Narcotics Anonymous. And, like, do I do that every time? No. You know, but, like, the biggest thing that I've gained since coming to Narcotics Anonymous is, like, some self-awareness, man, and, like, some God awareness, like, when I need God in my life. And the reality of it is, man, like, I need God, like, almost every second of every day. They say, no God, no recovery. But if you know God, you'll know recovery. You know, and, like, just, like, my whole perspective has changed throughout on life, you know. How much time I got there?
10 minutes.
15 minutes, okay. So, like, like my whole perspective has changed, you know. Like, they say obstacles can be an opportunity for growth, you know. And I always thought obstacles, man, like obstacles, I would automatically go into victim mode, you know.
I'd be like, yeah, man, life is so rough for me, you know. Nothing ever turns out the way I want it to turn out, you know. And like today, man, I know that like when I'm going through something, man, when I'm down to nothing, you know, God's up to something, you know. And like having a perspective of obstacles being an opportunity for growth, man, like that's just like a crazy perspective for me to have, you know, is that like when I'm going through something, like I might be able to get something out of it, you know. And like since coming to NA, I haven't gotten perfect, you know. I haven't actually met anybody that has gotten perfect yet in Narcotics Anonymous. So like I've fell short a lot in Narcotics Anonymous. I've lied, I've cheated, I've stole, you know. I've manipulated, I've done all that shit, you know. But the one thing that I have got from NA, man, is like I've become aware of the shit that I'm doing to people, you know. And like I have a choice now. Like, am I gonna continue to behave in like some destructive behavior, or like I'm gonna do something about it, you know? And like where I get my greatest source of strength is from God and through prayer. Once I did a defect list in my sixth step, my sponsor says, if you spot it, you got it, you know. And like I would always wonder, like, okay, I'm dealing with lust, I'm dealing with this, I'm dealing with that. How's me praying gonna do anything about it, you know? I would ask myself that question, you know, because I'm a skeptical addict, you know what I mean? Like, I'm always skeptical of shit. Now, like, the proof is in the pudding, but, like, I really need to see some proof before, like, you know, I'm willing to, like, maybe, like, tap into that, you know what I mean? And, like, if you stay around long enough, you really do get to see the program working in people's lives. You know, you get to see them come in with their head down, man, and their head pops up and they can look you in the eyes, you know, and, you know, so I started to pray, man. I started practicing prayer. And, like, prayer takes practice, you know. Like, they talk about a relationship with God. And, like, I say it to newcomers that come in, like, you know, like, all right, you're new. I gave you my number. But, like, you know,
it's going to take time for us to build a relationship, you know, because it took time for me to build a relationship with people, you know. I didn't come in here and people were like, man, you're my best friend, you know. We best friends, you know. So the same was true, like, with my relationship with God, man. Like, I had to start going to God with things that I was dealing with in my life that I felt like I was using, you know. The Just for Today the other day was talking about, man, we can come in here, we can get off of drugs, and then we can get caught up in something that we replaced the drugs for, and we can feel just as trapped as we did when we were using drugs. And, like, I felt that way since being in Narcotics Anonymous. You know, like, I felt like, man, I'm probably not going to stop acting the way I'm acting because I'm caught up, you know. So, like, really, I had to, like, they talk about sharing the solution in here also, you know. Like, that's what my sponsor told me when I first got clean. Don't go into no fucking step meeting. You ain't worked the steps and start sharing on the step. Because chances are you got the problem part of the step, but you don't know what the solution's talking about. You know, so I listened to that, you know. I think I might have done it once, you know, with a hot 60 days clean, sharing on the 10th step. You know, they shut me down real quick, though, you know. If you're from Central Maryland, you know what I'm talking about. They shut you down real quick. Let you know, man, don't be sharing on the damn step. You ain't work. You know, so I felt like, you know, I mean, I've been trapped in Narcotics Anonymous, like, the same way I felt like I was trapped when I was using drugs. Because the truth of the matter is, when I was using drugs, I didn't really see no light at no end of the tunnel, you know. I might have had, like, a grain of hope. That's really all I had. Until I started coming to meetings, man, I started listening to people share, man, and I started to, like, really gravitate towards that hope that they were sharing, you know. Like, I didn't know these people, but they must have just been some real good speakers, because, like, I truthfully, deep down, believe, like, the stories that they were telling, you know, talking about coming from homelessness to owning homes, you know. And, like, I know materialistic shit, you know what I mean, it's tangible evidence, you know what I mean, that the program is working in your life. And I heard a guy share yesterday. He said, man, nothing that I like brings me joy, you know. And, like, he was touching on, you know, because anything I like, man, I start to obsess and compulse, and then automatically that thing gets turned into my drug, you know. I really had to do some work since coming to Narcotics Anonymous. They say freedom ain't free. And how free do you really want to be? You know what I mean? They asked me a couple questions when I come here. So, I don't know, man. Just NA is the best thing since sliced bread in my eyes. I love Narcotics Anonymous. You know, I've been a service junkie since I came here. You know, I've started to kind of fall back from service as much, because I know that we can hide in service also, you know. Like, I've done that, you know what I mean. I've been in a service commitment 5 days a week, and I ain't been working on no fucking steps, you know. They talk about the 12 steps being the program, you know. I don't know. They say come to a 12 step program and don't work the 12 steps, it's like getting your pool pass and not getting in the pool, you know. So I've had to stay vigilant, man. Like, I really need to stay vigilant. Like, I've had points of complacency in my recovery, man. But, like, thank God for my network. If you don't got a network, get one. You know, because when I'm going through something, like, and I've learned, like, just to listen in Narcotics Anonymous too. I don't always need to give somebody my feedback. Sometimes I just need to be somebody to listen to. You know. If you're new, I'm going to share real quick, like, if you're, like, brand new, don't let nobody push you out of your seat, you know. I've heard before, you know, people coming in and saying, you know, they might have gotten into a little relationship, shit didn't work out, and then they were like, man, them motherfuckers in NA ain't shit, you know. And really, like, they didn't even give NA a chance for to work out, you know. So, like, I like to welcome every newcomer, like, you know what I mean, like, stay. You know, people lifted me up when I got here, man. Like, I'm living a life beyond my wildest dreams, in spite of what I might think some days of the week. You know, they say a grateful addict won't use. And, man, when I was looking out at that ocean today, man, I was filled up with so much joy. You know, like,
And I wasn't going out and buying a MacBook. I wasn't going out and buying some new J's, man. I was just looking at the ocean, you know? And, like, I don't know, man. Like, I want to thank CPR CNA for having me come out. That's all I really got. Thanks for letting me share.